Anyway, this is Wednesday evening, January the 20th, 2021. This is also our grandson's 12th birthday. So, the first one I'll do, well, the Lord, today, there was a couple of things the Lord kept, I guess, had in the back of my mind, the Lord brought up to me. And one of them was I kept hearing scare event. I remember hearing scare event. So I copied off a couple of things I saw this afternoon that addressed that very thing. Let me just find them here. I'm thinking, yeah, there's some people scared right now. Real scared. All right, I think this is it. Yes, it is. All right, this is this guy, or I don't know who it is, but anyway, like many of you, I'm in shock by today, and I realized why it had to happen, and that Q told us it would happen and why this needed to happen. Q did tell us that a scare event would be needed. Well, are you scared yet? Q Post 4821 and 4822 from October 7th, 2020 told us about Biden being sworn in. I have to go back and look at those. And with the countries he took bribes from then be in control of the government. Important point I will be coming back to. Biden had to take a private jet to Washington, D.C. and was not sent a government plan. This was the first time in history this has happened again. I will get back to it. He also doesn't have a beast.
Mm-mm. A what?
The car. Many of us assumed when Trump and those in his administration were referring to the next administration, it meant the military. We expected him to step down to remain neutral, as Q said, while all this went down. Trump did say that the next administration would take over at noon today. Like many, I thought this was over when Biden was sworn in, as he now became the CIC. I don't know what that means. Boy, I was wrong. Because of the fraud, as pointed out, if the military has the proof of it, then they have a duty under military code to remove the false government and restore a new legal civilian government under military code 11.3. We've all thought that meant September 3, the election, but it's part of the code, military code, which triggered when Biden was sworn in today. Q26, when 11.3 verifies as first marker, and I remember that, first marker. There was a fear in the McCarthy era that the communists could take over our government. So provisions were put in place for the military to protect us should that happen. These provisions allow the military to take control while they remove the belligerent government and restore legal civilian government. I saw a deal today. It showed past presidents. Joe Biden was on the list. With the military running the elections to do that. Okay. Let me read that again. These provisions allow the military to take control while they remove the belligerent government and restore a legal civilian government, with the military running the elections to do that. Literally, the military was put in place as the last line of defense of the Constitution should an illegal government be installed. I noticed today they showed the motorcade, Biden's motorcade, and lots of the soldiers had their backs turned to him. This is why they didn't send a government plane for the president-elect, because they know he is not a legitimate president. And once he was sworn in, the government became illegitimate, belligerent. And the military is now responsible for restoring a legitimate civilian government. Otherwise, foreign powers will gain control. See number one above. Okay. The Q Post. Q said the end wouldn't be for everybody. We have been told by Trump, Flynn, and other that America would soon get a lesson in the Constitution. Well, folks, effective at noon today, when Biden illegally swore in with assistance of foreign nations, he just made the government illegitimate and effectively put the military in control. So while, like many, I thought it was over when Biden was sworn in today, I realized Q told us it needed to happen for the military to assume control without it being a military coup. Q said it all had to be done by the book. Well, this is Q Post, let me see here, 521. I don't think that's one of those mentioned, but it says this. This was January 13th, 2018. We're fighting for life. We're fighting for good. We are at war. Not everything will be clean. Scare, necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Patriots. Patriots Day. Have faith. You were chosen for a reason. You're being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go one, we go all. And there's going to be people probably asking. I've already had some of that today myself. This morning, I saw this right off. Midnight Rider 17. All, please remain calm. We just entered Castle Rock. Now, they've been showing that Q post, and it's got the red one, red two, one, red three, one, five, down to six. And at the very end, it says Castle Rock. And people have put different meanings to Castle Rock. First, they said they thought it was the White House, and then it was something else. So I'm not sure. It says Castle Rock is a chess move where you back away your pawns and back your own king into a corner to retreat while sacrificing rooks, bishops, and one knight. As your enemy advances toward the corner, some of your surviving pawns become queens. By the time they finally move to position, any opponent's moves comes to checkmate you. They would be moving to checkmate themselves, surrounding all available moves and defenses of their own king by the pawns who have now become royalty. I don't understand chess, but sounded good to me. Whatever. Another little one right here. I thought this was quite interesting. Arizona Senate statement. This is a letter. It said, for immediate release, January 20th, 2021, Arizona State Senate, Senator Karen Fan. It says, statement from Senate President Fan on agreement with Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. I'm pleased to announce that after a hard-fought battle to seek information on behalf of Arizona voters regarding the integrity of the 2020 election, we have reached a favorable agreement with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Not only has the board agreed to turn over all the relevant information we sought in our subpoenas so that we may perform an audit, but they also acknowledge that the legislature is a sovereign power of the state and that the county is a political subdivision, and as such, the legislature has the constitutional and statutory authority to issue subpoenas. Chairman Jack Sellers was instrumental in facilitating this agreement, and I appreciate his efforts. I look forward to continuing our work to restore integrity and faith in our election process. So all the stuff that needed to be done before this day happened, we may see more of this. This may be where your Supreme Court, what the Lord told you to speak about, Supreme Court comes in. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Okay, one more. Another thing that the Lord reminded me of on the morning of the 6th, before I woke up, I either dreamed it or the Holy Spirit was speaking it inside of me, I don't know which, about that he had to be allowed to, they had to be allowed to fully commit the crime. All right, this one here, Trump conceded presidency to a defiant private corporation, the USA Inc. That was the plan. President Trump told us already that on January 1st, 2021, the papers that were signed went into effect. This was done and signed last year, 2020. We are now restored to the United States Republic. That is Nacera Jacera. USA Inc. is dead in the water. So Biden, He is the president of a dead entity. It was necessary to have the Dems elect themselves to office of their USA Inc. President Trump has divested himself. There's no more USA Inc. It has no power. It is bankrupt. Trump signed in JUSERA, which he probably meant NACERA. That's Global's JUSERA. We're waiting for the official announcement. The rules of NACERA are there, will be an election of the president within 180 days. I thought it was 120. I know that it's a lot for you to take in. On January 20, it does not matter anymore. The entire USA Inc. and those elected to USA Inc. are merely paper tigers, not worth the paper they are written on. That election for president was for president of USA Inc. Why in the world was there 65,000 National Guard troops there? I'm going, what was this big? I'm telling you, shambo. What was all of this about? It is defunct, and all those people elected under it are also defunct. Just think, no pensions for all those bad actors. Their corporation is bankrupt. All the debt run up on the Federal Reserve, and all the debt goes with the defunct corporation. You know what that means? The new USA Republic is debt-free. They get left holding the bag. Yes, that was the plan all along. That entity has zero power, and all those actors are without power. So maybe that helps you feel a little better.
Is that it?
Yeah.